This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we mentioned in our last visit, Paul prayed in Colossians 1:9 that these Christians would get a fuller and clearer knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What was he really asking for? He was asking that they would use the minds God gave them. Be analytical. Be thorough in listing and considering the options before them. Think of positives supporting any option and negatives regarding any option. Add to this process spiritual discernment. By that, I believe Paul meant think of anything God might have said or implied in his word about the positives or negatives listed. Pray over the information you've gathered. In addition to what you might come up with, based on your own thinking, praying, and studying, consider the importance of what others might think. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." Seek the counsel of mature, biblically grounded believers to see if you have considered all the options and discerned accurately the positives and negatives of each option. Have others pray with you over the material you've gathered and organized. This is what Paul prayed would happen in the lives of these Colossian believers. This is what we should be praying for each other, and especially for our children. I believe if we did, many would see more clearly and fully what God's will is for them. Then, the next thing he prayed for was that they would act on what they know. We'll consider this in our next visit. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.